USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
During an event on the White House South Lawn yesterday, President Trump was touting his efforts to lift regulatory restrictions on businesses and industry across America.
We're here today to celebrate and expand our historic campaign to rescue American workers from job killing regulations.
Democrats argue that Trump's deregulation is gutting vital environmental protections. The president also yesterday accused Dems of aiming to get rid of prisons, and he repeated his harsh criticism of Democratic-led cities. The U.S. has set another record for daily coronavirus cases. Over 70,000 new ones were reported yesterday. Much of the nation will be feeling some extremely hot and humid weather right through the weekend. It's in the central U.S. today, making its way into parts of the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. It's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. So again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, baby. So I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House firing back at recent remarks written and spoken from Maryland's Republican governor about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying that Governor Larry Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history.
Stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors.
Hogan telling MSNBC yesterday his harshest remarks, which recently appeared as a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which had been finished for nearly 2 months. Twitter says it's boosting security after a massive breach this week. The social media platform says hackers targeted about 130 accounts, only seizing control of a few as part of a Bitcoin scam. Big-name accounts were affected, including former President Obama, Elon Musk, and Joe Biden. You can find us online. Check out usaradio.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency assuring states that could be impacted by Atlantic hurricanes this year that there are plenty of available federal resources to help them should they get hit by a hurricane this summer. FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor made the comments in one of those states, Mississippi, yesterday. He says dealing with a hurricane and the virus at the same time would be more complicated but not impossible. The White House firing back at recent remarks written and spoken from Maryland's Republican governor about the administration's handling of the pandemic. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying that Governor Larry Hogan is practicing what she calls revisionist history.
Stands in stark contrast to what he said on March 19th, where he praised the great communication that the president has had with governors.
Hogan telling MSNBC yesterday his harshest remarks, which recently appeared as a Washington Post op-ed, were actually taken from his upcoming book, which had been finished for nearly 2 months. Twitter says it's boosting security after a massive breach this week. The social media platform says hackers targeted about 130 accounts, only seizing control of a few as part of a Bitcoin scam. Big-name accounts were affected, including former President Obama, Elon Musk, and Joe Biden. You can find us online. Check out usaradio.com.